Hello, timekeepers and prisoners and I'm waiting for my wife. Hold on, let's put the comments up on my computer, shall we? Me and Iku. Oh, here. Oh, hi, Iku. Oh yeah, I saw that you could set her profile picture to the Gen 1 tapestry art, and I was thinking I should do that too. Oh wait, that's not the chat that I want to be looking at. We let's see. Yes, Konko, what are you? Zardian, you wanna do a thing? Do you wanna press the request button? Or can I just like pull you into the Oh, there we go. I can do that. Speaker? Kyodo host. Oh, speaker. Oh, ma, bitsuni. それは... Okay. Anyway, konkonmori, everyone. And furi furi. Kon furi furi.
コンフリフリー。
Kon furi
お、
furi.
hello。hello、
Oh,
time keepers。hello、イクリー。
Hello. We have just え、メノちゃんもしてるし、一人だけ仲間外れ。
どういうこと？
どういうこと？あ、そういうことか。あ、私のアイコンの話だ。お、びっくりした。
ツイッタースペースやってんかと思った。
メノちゃん、ツイッタースペースやってんの？みたいな。めっちゃ確認した今。
っていうか、なんかメノちゃん今やってんのかな、なんか。みなちゃん、I there's a chance that she doesn't know how to do
it. 今なのかな？え、でも、この間、二人でやってなかった？違う？
やってないよ。
あ、ほんと？なんか、一回、結構何ヶ月前の話なんだけど、なんか、ツイッターして、あれ？あ、だ、三人？
ん？
三人で一緒にいるとき、なのか。なんか、私たち、いくちゃんとこに遊びに行ったときに、あれだよね、なんか、ツイッタースペースやって。
はい。
ツイッタースペースって何？
ツイッタースペースじゃなくてあれだよ。ボイスメモ。it's the recorded sound one. The tweet, to the sound tweet.
あー、それか。
なんて言うんだっけ？I forgot what it's called.
The voice tweet.
Yeah, it's that one. Yeah, when you were taking a shower, I recorded one, and then Mena was like, what's that? And then I was teaching her how to do it.
Oh.
And at least she's done it since.
Yeah, I don't know. Imagine Mena doing a Twitter space, though. Because I can't.
I want her to.
Yeah, I think Otagons would appreciate that as well.
Yeah. But we just watched the... What did we watch? Oh, dumb.
We watched, Nandake. Nandake, Ohime sama to Maho no kiss, みたいな. Nandake. Nihongo no title.
The Japanese title sucks.
The Japanese title is really bad. Hold on. Princess to Maho no kiss, だって.
What movie do you think is the princess and the magical kiss?
Yeah, you guys, what movie is the princess and the magic kiss? What is this? Guess the movie. We should do that. We should do a stream where we guess the movie from the Japanese title.
That's true, actually. All right, what's Remember Me? What movie is that even?
Remember Me.
Princess and the Frog. So that one.
Wow, wait, that was how did you get that?
Iku voices. Everyone says that. I don't think my voice is really that
what?
Different. I think it's just the quality. It makes my voice sound really different.
Twitter space Iku voice is different. That's
everyone, every time I do a Twitter space, everyone says that.
I don't know if I hear a difference, but maybe that's just
Well, you've heard my voice in all shades
in
of the
all
rainbow.
Forms.
Remember Me is easy though. Sounds like a questionable
Remember
knockoff.
Yeah. I want to know. Oh, I was gonna say I wonder what Mulan is, but Mulan is just Mulan.
あ、そうなんだ。
ムーランだと思う。ムーランとか。とかなんだっけ。
Was frozen again? あなた雪の女王 or something?
ああ、そうだね。そうだね。いきなりなんか、I feel like they started getting like the titles started getting like longer in like when it hit a certain point in time because there's like because Aladdin is just like Arajin and like the Beauty and the Beast is Bijotayazu right but like where did like all these random names come from Princess of Mahou no Kisu とかなんだっけ。まあ、アナ雪とかもそうなんだけど、最近の。
It's like, that's the one that, like, actually enrages me.
レミと美味しいレストラン。
Remy's delicious restaurant.
You literally could have just used the word ratatouille. Like, why wouldn't you just
They use ratatouille? Ruined the pun! They made it, like, it's like the Kids Bop version of the title.
With Kids Bop. Did you ever listen to Kids Bop? Because I low-key like did for a small part of my life.
No, I remember seeing the commercials for it.
Yeah,
and remember thinking, even as a child, I was like, that's fucking stupid. As
a child. Did you know that like they had like Kids Bop auditions? You could like send in your like tape and
Wait,
like audition
I could totally
to be on
see
Kids Bop.
You as a Kids Bop kid.
Can I do that now? I bet I could still like pass as like a kid. I'm not even gonna lie. Like,
probably could.
Okay, I'm gonna look up Kids Bop auditions.
Oh no!
I wonder if they still make Kids Bop.
I think they do. I'm pretty sure. I remember there was like a WAP version, the WAP Kids Bop.
Oh,
no!
What? No, casting nationwide. All genders, ages 9 to 12.
Oh, no. Well, there you go. At least you guys know that Ali's not 12.
Yeah, I'm not 9 to 12, unfortunately. Probably fortunately. All ethnicities.
Very nice. Do they include foxes, too?
Oh, yeah. Are they accepting of all species? That's a bigger question.
What do they even sing about for the WAP, for the Kids Bop version of WAP?
That's a really good question.
I can't look up the lyrics unless I open the video thing.
WAP by Kids Bop. Lyrics.lol.
Oh, I found it too. Looking at it. There's some doors.
Drinking
in this
up
house.
Some water bottles.
I said
water bottles.
Oh my god. Wait, but they kept the make the pullout game weak. They kept that in. I said certified beat 7 days a week. Water bottle, make that pullout game weak. Yeah. You're drinking up some water bottles.
Water bottle.
Bring a bucket and a mop for that water bottle. Cause it fell right on the floor. Look at the water bottle.
And they really wait, water like one, not from the 10. I let them taste it. I told them don't sweat it. They really liked it. They said, Kids Bop, yo, there's nothing better. I don't wanna drink. I wanna gulp. What? But if I gag or if I choke, I need to grab onto my waist and quickly just suddenly pull.
Water, I know that you've gotta like the whipped cream. I'ma scream out in public. It's a scene. Don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this blink.
What? That's the water bottle. Macaroni in a pot, that's a water bottle.
I'm dying.
Oh my god, this is the most cursing I've ever seen.
God.
No.
Oh my god.
Ugh. Water bottle.
Wow. Wait, can we?
No.
I don't. I think I'll be Meg Thee Stallion. Do you want to be Cardi B? I think we need.
Oh, let's go. Oh, that's an idea. We gotta cover the Kids Bop lyrics. Water bottle.
Oh my god, we can get Mendel on it too, because there's no swearing.
Oh my god! Wow, hollow it, swallow it, drip down the side of it. Oh,
that's the same from the original, I think.
It's a water bottle, and I know you really want it. This song is literally about being like actually thirsty. just thirsty.
It's like this song is about being thirsty, and they took it literally.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh my. Ugh. Yeah, this is it makes zero sense. Oh my god. I can't believe water bottle.
How long are you two drunks? The thing is, I didn't drink anything.
I've been drinking this like off-brand Strong Zero, but I drank it really slowly. Like we watched the movie over, because the movie was an hour and a half, and then we talked for a little bit after that, and I still have like a pretty good amount of the can, so I'm definitely not
drunk. I didn't drink anything today.
Yeah.
I was feeling queasy.
This is just what we're like on a daily basis.
Yeah. We were screaming watching the movie.
Okay, we really were. We get really into our movies. We're like, oh my god,
and I was crying.
Crying, there was laughing, there was a lot. There's also when we watch movies, there's always a lot of like, oh, and like really loud laughing.
It's like, oh, they're frogs.
Yeah. I was so like into their romance, but then I was like, they're frogs.
Yeah, and it's like, if there's anything I found out about us too, is that we laugh at like sound effects.
Oh my god, we laugh at the subtitles.
The subtitles describing the sounds.
Yeah, there was like screaming, like loud noise or something, or like intense music, and we just like start laughing.
I don't know why you find it funny, we just do.
Yeah, there's no reason that should be
funny. It's not even funny. And then we always read it out loud at the same time.
Yeah!
We're both just like screaming. I'm glad I didn't miss too much and tell you two are really drunk. I know why people keep saying we're drunk.
I know, I like how everyone assumes we're drinking. I mean, I am, but I don't think Iku is not feeling the best.
Yeah.
Earlier, so.
I drink much coffee today. No alcohol for me today.
Too much coffee. Eggs?
Yeah. So I made fried rice, and then I looked at the expiration date on my eggs, and it was like a couple days past, but I was like, it's just a couple days, it's fine. But like after I ate, I was like, I felt really kind of gross, and I was like, what if it's probably fine, but you still have that, you know, mm-mm. When you feel like it could be a possibility.
You're like, oop.
Yeah, you still have that tummy ache. Yeah, I had a tummy ache during my stream too, but that was from the coffee.
Do you guys watch it in Japanese? No, we watch it in English, but because my Disney Plus is in Japanese, like, because we're in Japan. It's not even in Japanese, but we're in Japan, so all the text on the screen becomes Japanese. So, like, all the street signs and, like, the writing and stuff, it's all in Japanese, but the audio is in English.
It's like they're speaking in English and the subtitles are in English, but whenever, like, the text, it's, like, it's in Japanese. There's like there's a scene where like Tiana's dad writes like something on paper, and that was the first time we saw the Japanese. We were like, what the heck? He's speaking in English, but he wrote in Japanese.
Come on.
Wow. How did you like the movie though?
Oh, I really loved it. I went through a whole roller coaster of emotions. All the characters were great. Right? Like,
Ray, best character.
Oh my god, Ray!
Yeah, I really like this movie. All the characters are so lovable. Even, like, the villain is kind of, like, interesting. Yeah, and I like how, like, you actually get character development and you find out, like, the romance makes sense.
Yeah, the romance was really cute. I really liked how you could, like, see him, like, falling in love with her. That was so cute. Oh my god, that was definitely, yeah, I think I enjoyed the romance in that movie better, like, more than in a lot of other Disney movies.
And it's like, you know, it's true love when they fall in love as frogs.
As frogs! Oh my god.
It's like, the prince is kind of not such a great person at first. You just...
Yeah, but then, like, it just gets better. He's like, oh my god, like, I want to be, I will do anything for you to, like, accomplish your dream or whatever. It's like, oh!
It's very sweet, yeah. I was telling Art, I'm like, a lot of times people ask me what is your favorite Disney movie, and I always never really had a proper answer. After I watched it today, I think it is this movie. She's also, she's definitely my favorite princess, too. such a good movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
me crying over a firefly.
I know, I was like, this is like your, like, how many times have you seen this movie? She's like, I'm crying over a firefly.
Oh no. I guess, I don't know, have you guys, have Timekeepers and Ikumiya also watched this movie? Because I don't want to spoil it to 20 people.
yeah, I don't want to spoil it either, but, this is really good. This is good.
This is the last 2D animated movie from Disney.
That makes me really sad, though, honestly. Like,
which movie again? The Princess and the Frog? Yeah, it was... I can't believe it's really been that long since their last 2D movie. Everything else has been...
Yeah, that's like...
3D.
Crazy. You know? It's like 10 years old at this point. It's like, yeah, it was 2009, I believe, so...
Yeah, it has been out for... For a while. For a first black female lead. Black lead, period, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Disney. I mean, you two watch movies? No way.
I mean, we've realized that the two of us have not watched the same movies.
Yeah.
We just get, like, shit for, like, not watching certain movies.
Star Wars. You have never seen an Avengers movie. Have you seen the Avengers?
Nope.
Okay.
The only superhero, like, DC or Marvel movie I've watched is the first Iron Man, the first Spider-Man Homecoming.
See.
And I think that's it, actually. You know, I have actually watched one Star Wars movie, but I was a kid, and I watched it in movie theaters, and I did not understand anything, because I actually didn't speak any English at the time. So I didn't understand anything, so Star Wars is forever just that one movie that I never really understood. Don't watch Shrek 2 without us.
Yeah, I watched, did I tell you I watched Shrek the other day?
Don't not. Are you lying to us? What do you mean? Why would I lie? What would I get out of lying?
Are you lying?
What's the point of lying?
That's no more than Ollie. I mean, that's true. I've seen like bits and pieces of The Mandalorian. Does that count?
I don't even know what that is.
That's the show on Disney Plus where, like, Baby Yoda became, like, a thing.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I don't know. My friend who is, like, kind of into Star Wars, she was like, oh, like, Baby Yoda or whatever. You have to watch The Mandalorian, and I've never seen Star Wars, so we just watched the parts with Baby Yoda.
I see. Yeah.
I'm a bit too... No, that doesn't. Okay.
Yeah. What MCU or, like, Marvel movies have you watched?
Marvel movies. I've seen superhero movies in general. I've seen Deadpool.
Are you done? Oh, he's gone. Deadpool took her away. I can't hear you anymore. Well, can Ikumin and Timekeepers hear me though? Oh, he comes back. Uh-oh. Wait, can you guys hear me? It's your space now. It's my space now. Hello, welcome to my space. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my space. Because voice, is it? Why does everyone say that my voice is so different? I swear to God.
Oh, it's back.
Oh, you're back.
It's back, but I'm still gonna get another drink.
Okay. Why? My voice is not that different. I don't understand. I don't really talk in a different voice. It has to be the quality. Should I get a drink too? I feel better. Love your voice no matter what. You talk very differently in spaces than streams. Do I? I guess I'm a lot more relaxed because I'm usually like lying down. Well, your voice does change when you're lying down. Maybe that's why. Different audio quality. A piece that sounds different to your spaces. I don't know. My voice, I feel like I don't have a consistent voice ever. I feel like my voice sounds different and in every single setting. Tutor audio might cut out some frequencies and such. Oh, you know what? You guys, that makes sense. It's because my alien frequencies, it just, like, Twitter space just doesn't catch my alien frequencies. So that's probably why. Seem more relaxed. That's, yeah, but I'm also very relaxed. That's probably why. If you do want a drink, what do you want? Well, let's go see. I can go get a drink without leaving, guys. Is that why I had so much trouble imitating your voice? Perhaps. I have Oni Nemo. Yeah, we'll drink. I feel much better than earlier, so. Almost there. I'm almost there. Is it the 9% one? Yep, it is the 9% one. Maybe I'll chug it. What do I have tomorrow? Oh yeah, I have the collab tomorrow.
Chug.
Can you talk about how I literally almost killed me earlier?
I coughed really loudly before we started the space, and she was like, "Bitch, I
We were like, she was like, "Are you ready to do spaces?" And I was like, "Yeah." And we were on Discord call, and then we had like a moment of silence, and suddenly Allie was just like, "My heart jumped and skipped a beat. And my heart was racing. The blood was rushing through my veins. I swear to God, she was scaring it than Devour. Like any jump scare, Devour. I thought I was gonna pass out. Okay, anyways, KP, I'm drinking too.
KP."
ウィスキーの水割り飲めるのすごいな。でもウィスキー飲むようになってから他の酒全部甘く感じる。
びっくりするくらい。なんか、日本酒とかも。いや、そうそうそう。日本酒もね、日本酒も、なんかまあ、ね、日本酒は、別に甘くないじゃん、全然。うん、でもなんか、まあね、でもなんか、甘口とか辛口もあるんだけど、うん、なんかウイスキー飲めるようになってから、またこう、この間日本酒とか飲んでて、うん、みたいな、こんなうまかったっけって思って。うん、
こう。You're too young to say that, Aoi ちゃん。
やばい、やだ、
ダメだよ。おじさんになっちゃダメだよ、おじさん。
いや、
いくらでもそんな言わないのに。
そっか。
一 クちゃんはウイスキーこの前めっちゃバカにしてたよね。ちょっと待って。
なんで
I called whiskey rotten potato juice. It is rotten potato juice. That's literally, I mean, alcohol is all just some sort of rotten juice.
It's raw something. Yeah, like rotten. Rotten. Honestly, at that point, it's like rotten. Like wine. Mm. Wine it's that just sits there for years and years and years. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, when you think about it, tea is also just leaf juice.
For real.
Coffee is bean juice. Everything is bean just juice when you think about it. Oh, whiskey is made from corn. That's true. Vodka's the potato one. You get what I mean, Peen. Why do you always come for me, Peen? This is why I don't like you, Peen.
Wow. Wow.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Apple wine is rotten apples, and I love it. Yep, that sounds like mine. My drink.
Apple wine. Apple wine.
Yeah. Apple? I really want to try apple wine. Or salt.
Apple wine? Have I had apple?
Apparently,
wine?
It's like apple cider, but stronger.
Eh. Ah, you know what? Ah, you know what? ことあるかもな。なんかホットワイン。ホットアップルワイン飲んだことあるわ。
Hot apple wine? Is it not just apple cider?
No, it was like wine. It was like wine, but it like tasted it. It was like sweeter than normal. It tasted more like juice. そうそう。
はあ、レモン堂が一番好きだわ、やっぱり。
いや、それはわかる。この間じゃないな。あの、結構最近、なんだっけ、なんか無糖のやつ出てない？
うん、見た見た。飲んでないけど。
うん、それも出てるし、塩レモンとかも出てる、ね。
あ、塩レモン飲んだよ。
あ、ほんと？美味しかった。
うん、別に、そんなに、しょっぱいとかじゃない。うん。
あー、なるほど。
うん、it's like more dry, the salt lemon one.
なるほど。でも、is only lemon still like top tier?
Only lemon が一番美味しい。
なるほどね。
It's like apple juice but alcohol.
あおいちゃんに対していくちゃんがおしゃれすぎる。
おしゃれです。
本当に。
おしゃれすぎる？え、どういうこと？
まあそれはそうだけど、普通にそうだけど。
どういうこと？
いや、わかんないけど、普通に見たらそうだけど、っていう。
葵ちゃんに対していくちゃんがおしゃれすぎ？葵ちゃんに対して？ん？ Like, in comparison?
Yes.
そう？ We all have our own style. 葵ちゃんのスタイル好きだけど。I like how eyes fashions and so.
ありがとう。
It's like you have, like,You have these like very like gender neutral pieces, and then like your wrists is just like all bracelets. You have like so many freaking things on your wrist. I don't know. I think that's it's very cute. I like it.
yeah, no, I never take these off. I eternally have a let's see. I have a not a scrunchie. What do you call these? A hairband, a hair tie. I eternally have a hair tie on my wrist, and then now I haven't taken since the day I put on the bracelet, the Gen 1 like matching bracelets that you made. Since the day that I put that, since I put it on, I haven't taken it off. It's still there, and
you
then
like
it
too.
Yeah,
I'm actually impressed because. なんでよくあのよく壊れてないね。I'm surprised it hasn't like snapped and broken already.
I honestly kind of thought the same thing.
Because it's just beads.
Especially
and
since it's not like string or anything.
It's just
elastic
thread. So.
Yeah, it's still in good shape. And then I have these three bracelets. I guess I haven't seen you since last. Oh, だからあの前回会った時に比べたらまた増えてる。Like when I was back in Borderland, Tokimon was like, "Oh, I have these bracelets for you," and she put like three of them on her wrist. And I'm like, okay. And then one of them, I used to have two red ones, but one from Tokimama and one from Tokipapa. But like, the one that I got from Tokimama, I don't remember. Like the string was, because they're there's the type where you like pull both ends to make it tighter. I love those. And that one, it was like, it was kind of malfunctioning, so I was like, okay, might as well just take it off, and so it's off now. But
I love those because you can put them on yourself.
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah, so I have one, two, three, four, five, six things on my wrist right now, including the hair tie. And then I have my, like, my watch that, what do you call it? My, like, what do you call that? Like, Apple Watch? It's not an Apple Watch. What do you call it? It's not an Apple Watch, but it's, like, a, it's of the same, like, type. It's, like, an electronic watch that measures your sleep and stuff like that.
I forgot. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Millennial watch.
Yeah, it's a millennial watch, exactly.
あおいちゃんの好みがおじさんすぎるから、いくちゃんの好みがめっちゃ女の子に感じ。でも好みはさ、
そういうこと。
あおいちゃん、あおい loves like cute things like 少女漫画 and stuff. I'm just like
それは確かにそう。私結構そういうところは乙女なのかもしれない。
And then you like you said you like watch couples channels and shit and
Oh, yeah, I do watch couples. My favorite podcast, the podcast that I listen to every single day, is literally just a married couple just talking.
When I see couple channels on YouTube, I'm just like, so it's like...
Yeah, I do. Oh, you're right. I do watch couple channels.
I like...
And I read a lot of children manga.
I love fashion. I love, like, dressing cute. And, like, I love to surround myself in cute things. But when it comes to, like, romance, I'm just like, ugh. Princess and the Frog is the exception, I swear.
The only exception. Disney only exception. Ollie would get an off-brand Apple Watch. You're right. I have a Mi Band.
Smartwatch.
Smartwatch, yes.
Did he ever find out who sent that package, and did you hear about it, Ollie?
I hear about a lot of packages. Which one?
So I got a package during stream today, and... I don't know if you were here. Minnow was telling me the other day how she sent me something for my birthday, like all the way back in like October, apparently got lost or something. So I was like, oh, it must be like the package from Minnow. So I opened it and it's like a bracelet, and it looks like something that Minnow would send me, you know?
Okay,
you know, like accessory, it's a cute bracelet, you know?
Yeah,
very Minnow, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, thank you, Mano, for the bracelet. And then she was like, what bracelet? But you know how I told you I have a weird friend that just sends me random things?
Yeah, he sends you random stuff.
I asked him, so I'm gonna hopefully they respond. Hopefully them, but yeah, I was like,
a bracelet? Don't they usually send you like more weird things?
Like practical things.
The
same friend sent me 10 COVID tests. And they also sent me Megurizuna, which is like the hot eye masks. And the thing is, like, they're not in Japan. They purposely went on Amazon JP to send me these things. Through Amazon JP. I don't know why. I don't need them. I don't know what to do with it. I have 30 hot eye masks. I don't know what to do with it. And I have 5 COVID tests. And I gave like the other 5 away to like people around me. Like, I don't know. And I think the COVID tests are kind of obsolete. I don't think they really work for like the current strain of corona that's going around.
Oh my god.
So now I don't know what to do. Some like random COVID tests in my closet.
That's insane. わざわざはすごいよ.
I don't know. It's very strange, but I thank you, I guess.
Thanks, friend. Hi guys.
Yeah, Ikumi already. I think I told this to Ikumi, but he's actually my former manager when I used to work a retail job.
Oh yeah, I was wondering. I was wondering how much was told about this person.
And I wanna make this clear. He doesn't have any like romantic feelings for me or anything. He's literally married and has a child, so I don't know.
He just randomly sends you COVID.
I don't know. Like, does he think that I'm his daughter or something?
That's like kind of weird.
It's really strange, but you know, he's nice. Like, you know, he's not weird. Mm-hmm. I promise. Like, I know it sounds weird, but I promise he's not.
It definitely sounds a little weird, but you know, I mean, as long as I'm honestly like the fact that you can like that you're kind of like getting stuff out of it is like.
I mean, you know, it would be cool if he sent me like, oh, nice jewelry or like, I don't know, Amazon gift cards or something. But no, he sent me
things
I don't need.
Oh no!
So yeah, I don't know what the heck I'm gonna do with 30 eye masks, but you know.
Ooh.
Thanks, I guess.
Oh my god!
Same person that gave you the Switch. Yes, he sent me a Switch once. That was the only. That was what? The only like big. Thing that like I actually wanted though.
A Switch? Yeah,
he sent me a Switch and then I gave it to my brother actually. Oh. Former manager will catch these hands.
Oh my god.
Weird stuff. Weird stuff.
Weird
stuff happen when you're a girl, I swear.
Yeah. I remember I was talking to chat one time about the very few times that I've been like numbud here. Oh, we jealous. Why didn't you give it to me? Okay, Loki.
That was like 6 years before I met Ai.
Yeah, no. Imagine he's an e-queen.
He definitely does not know. I think he would be sending super chats if he knew.
Oh my god.
It's so weird. I got numb blood literally the day I was supposed to meet up with you.
Yeah, I remember. I remember the chat that was like, the line message that was like, I just got numb blood. I was like, oh.
But he sent you nothing anymore. I think the last thing he sent me was the eye masks. He hasn't sent me anything since, thankfully. Yeah, and it's like the only reason why he knows my current address is because he helped my other friend Betsy, my best friend Betsy, send me a package. Like they were she needed help with the shipping process.
Oh yeah.
It's kinda weird that he kept the address after that, but you know.
Yeah, a little weird, but I mean I don't know. I was thinking, as long as
okay, thanks.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's not like it's some weird like type of stalker situation, right? Like, no. He's not like coming for you, so
he is maybe, like 5,000 miles away. I'm sure.
Yeah,
Betsy, wasn't her name Bestie? No, Betsy, the bestie.
Betsy the bestie. Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird and creepy, but okay, human. It's like weird flex, but okay.
A little strange. I have to share with. This is like really random, but I have to show you this. Like, show you this thing. Wait. Where is it? I'll hunt you privately because the Prism Discord does not understand. This may be. I sent you on Discord. This is so today. We didn't like.
Well, it says this tweet has been deleted.
Homo showed this to me. What? Are you for real? No way.
Nani?
Wait. No. Homo showed me this today, and we were laughing about it for like a good hour. But like, wait. No. Oh my god. I can't. We were talking. Okay. No. It was like hashtag Genshin twit, and like it was someone like calling out. It was like a 12-year-old calling out their ex on like it was like e-dating. Like it was so. It was the most like cringy shit I've ever seen. But like, we were laughing about it for like a straight hour, and we were like, "Oh, we should do a dramatic reading of this." And so I was gonna send it to you because it was really funny. But then like it's deleted, and just before we were like, because Tomo was like, "I'm going to bookmark this," but then like. But then it was like, no, if it gets deleted, just in case it gets deleted, I have to screenshot. I have to save all the pictures. So he saved all the pictures to his computer. But like, and now the Twitter is deleted. Oh my god.
Oh no.
Yeah, there was like, yeah, you guys, there was this it was a Twitter thread of like it was really cringy. It was peak cringe, like 13-year-olds like internet relationships. You cheated on me, but we are in love on the internet. Like, really, it was really, really cringy. And so, yeah, we were talking about doing a dramatic reading of it, but I mean, I guess we still can because Tomo saved all the pictures.
You can get Tomo to send it to me later.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, what is your opinion on, like, e-dating? Like, would you date someone who you've never met in person before?
I think I used to have a different opinion on this. I think when I was like younger and more immature, I would have been like, yeah.
Which one do you want to be my e-girlfriend?
Oh my god, of course.
We can have an e-wedding at an e-church. Go to e-honeymoon.
I think when I was a little more like, when I was younger and a little bit more like, oh, yeah, this is fun, you know, like I would have been. I don't think I have a problem with people like developing like romantic connections with one another, like over through the internet. But I think it becomes like it's a problem for me when like when you're like when you don't have like a time that you're planning on like meeting. If you like let that go for like X amount of months or X amount of years, and you're just like, oh yeah, this is fine, you know, like we're this is my internet boyfriend, you know,
Yeah, I think it's scary because I know like. I literally have friends who are like a completely different person in person and online. So it's like,
yeah, definitely.
I don't think I could ever do that because it's like you never know what they're like in person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I don't think you can solidify a relationship like until you've spent time with the person like in person.
And unless like you're gonna never meet them, you're just gonna be e-married forever, I guess. Like
we get married on what's a website that people use for that sort of stuff now. Before, oh my god, what did you use to use as what do you call it? Like for example, I used to use Tinier Me, like the very like.
I have friends who use Tinier Me, but I never. I think the only I played Neopets, like
Neopets meet your boyfriend through Neopets.
Yeah, I was I was actually this is why I'm not very tech savvy, but I was not actually allowed to be on the computer for until I was pretty old.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't get my first smartphone until I was like a senior in high school. Yeah, and then. I didn't get like my email until I was at least in like, oh, I think I did. I got like my first email freshman year of high school, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So whoa. The only thing I knew how to do on the computer was burn CDs when I was in grade school.
Oh my god.
I didn't even get to download the songs. It was just like my brother would be downloading like a bunch of songs, like you know, as you do. And I would go through all his like downloads and be like, I like this song and this song and this song, and I'll take like empty CD.
Oh my god!
And
burn it,
and that was like what I did for fun. Oh my god. And then I played Neopets.
Neopets. I played Neopets too. I played Neopets. I had Webkinz. I had oh my god, chat knows this. I was like a horse girl. So
yeah,
like,
I remember you told me that.
Yeah, I had Bella Sarah. Like,
oh my god. Yeah, I was never a horse girl. I was the girl that was like, ew, horse girls.
Uh-oh.
You know, I think if we met when we were younger, we may not have been friends.
We might not have been friends.
Yeah, no, I was like, it's all about Neopets. What is a horse?
Oh, I definitely had Neopets too. I think I played, but I would leave my Neopets alone for like a little too long, and then
and
like
get sad.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
I know, I know. Oh my god, Nintendogs. I remember. I think my first chat was like, no, yeah, it was one of my first ones too. I think it was my no, the first one I think I had was Pokemon Diamond, mm-hmm. but then I think it was and then it was Nintendogs. But like, you know how in Nintendogs they only allow you to have a certain amount of dogs, and if you want a new dog, you have to like give your dogs away. Yeah. Okay, I remember I was in Costco. I was in Costco and I gave a dog away and I cried. In Costco.
I almost spit out my drink.
Why did you give it away at Costco?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Wait, speaking of giving away things, I don't know if I told Ikumi this story when I was younger. This is, you know, those like confessions, like confess to something you did really bad. You confess to something bad you did as a child. I think my worst one is my friend gave me access to her Neopets account.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I don't even remember why. I logged in and I accidentally gave up one of her Neopets to the adoption center. And then I pretended like I didn't know anything. So the next day she was like, "Why did you give my showroom away?" And I was like, "What do you mean? I didn't log into your account." And she's like, But my showroom is gone. Like I gave you my password like recently, blah blah blah." And I was like, "I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't even like log into your account." And then she's like, But the thing is, my friend was like, "Oh, okay, like, I understand. Maybe I have given, like, my password to, like, one of my other friends, so maybe it was her. I'll go ask her." And I was like, "Yeah, you should go ask her, because it wasn't me. Like, I would never do that to you."
You gave away a show to everyone. That's going crazy.
I was a little monster.
It was an accident, I swear. I didn't mean to do it.
And I got away with it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Jenny. But the fact that I was like, I had the manipulation tactics as like,
that's pretty impressive.
I don't even know how old I was.
Oh my god.
That's like a 10-year-old or something. It's okay, I'm sure she doesn't even remember at this point.
I mean, true, I don't even remember. This is a random question, but when you play Pokemon, do you give your Pokemon nicknames or do you keep them as the names?
The only ones that I know I would know I'm gonna like be in my team.
Hi.
Yeah, my first Pokemon game is also Diamond. The fact that we have the same Pokemon game.
Really?
Yeah, first game was Diamond.
Yo!
Yeah, and then...
Oh my god!
Yeah!
Wow!
We have the same first Pokemon game, as Diamond, but... What? Diamond was the Piplup one, right?
Yeah.
I remember I chose Piplup, and then it evolved, and then I was like, it's ugly, and I abandoned it. I abandoned it so fast. After it evolved once, I was stuck in the box forever.
You're like, ew.
I forgot.
Yeah, I also chose Piplup.
I think I named it really cute, like, I don't know what I named it. It's something really cute, like Snowy or something, and then it turned into that big thing. And it was like Snowy did a charge attack or something, and it looks off. It's so ugly. It's like, that's not the Snowy I know.
Oh my god! In the box. Oh my god!
Yeah. I also fell in love with Luxray. I loved Luxray so much. They were. My Luxray was like big carry.
Oh wow, Luxray. Mm. Oh. Yeah, I love like cat, dog, fox looking Pokemon.
Yeah. I fell in love with Luxray. I never fell in love with a Pokemon like that ever since.
Wow. You two should do the Pokemon challenge together. See, what's the Pokemon challenge?
Yeah, what's the Pokemon challenge? Snow, you changed.
You changed.
What is the Pokemon challenge? I'm gonna look it up.
Is it just like finishing the game?
Pokemon challenge. Is it like naming Pokemon or something? Because I'd be really bad at it.
Oh my god, I feel really sad because there was a point in my life where I knew all the Pokemon and all their evolutions, like every single one. And then XY or Black and White, whatever one came first, I forgot. But like one of the new like generations of Pokemon came out and I was like, oh, goodbye. Oh, like like I don't know like a single one from the newer generation. But up until Sinnoh, I knew every single one. I had a Pokedex. I had one of the ones that was like battery powered. And like there was, oh my god, I think I talked about this on chat once, but like there was a point in my life where I love Pokemon, and I printed out, because the printer at my house like only had Black and White, and so I printed out Black and White pictures of Pokemon from Google Images and taped them around my wall, like posters, but like they were just pictures of Pokemon.
Oh my god, I was never that obsessed with Pokemon.
I was really into Pokemon at this point, but oh my god, I had one of the toys, you could get from like Toys R Us or whatever, it like goes like around your wrist, it like there's Velcro that goes around your wrist, and it's like a Pokeball, and a little like stuffed animal Pokemon that I can like throw it.
Wait, I think I had one of those. It's, yeah, it's 900, I'm sure there are people who actually remember all 900 Pokemon names though.
I'm sure. There's this this video. I get all my weird information from Tomohi. But like there's a Markiplier video where he
smash a passing.
Yeah, yeah, smash a pass video with all the Pokemon. Watch it. It's like a 20-minute video. Watch the whole thing.
Oh my god. Nuzlocke challenge, if they fit, it must be sent away. Oh.
Oh, the Nuzlocke. I've had some like other friends who were like who did streaming and stuff and they did that, but I didn't understand.
Special place in hell for you, human. How could you? Thanks for the super chat.
Thank you for the super chat.
Oh, I'll just add YouTube, the rules for fun. Okay, I'll check it out. I play from Yellow. I haven't do Yellow. When is that?
Yellow. Isn't that the manga? There was like Pokemon Red and stuff as a manga.
Mm-mm. I don't even know the titles of the Pokemon games. I can't remember.
The game? You mean like, oh, like Sapphire, Ruby, like Diamond, Pearl, whatever?
What's like the last Pokemon game you've played?
Oh, the last one I played? I think I actually bought X, either X or Y, but I did not give it. I played for like 20 minutes and like I realized like the peak of my gaming was like when I was very young, and it was like when I finished, I think count the number of games that I finished on like both hands, like in my lifetime, like like Diamond. I think Diamond might be the only Pokemon game I ever finished. Like I had Diamond, I had Pearl, I think I had Platinum, I had Soul Silver, what else? I had Black, and I had, like, X or Y, one of the two. I've only ever finished Diamond. Like, I gave up with the rest of it.
I think you and I have the same Pokemon game.
Really?
Because I also had, I think I had X, and we had Black. I think my last one is Moon, Pokemon Moon.
Oh, that one's pretty recent.
But I haven't touched any Pokemon games since. Pokemon Yellow is the one with Pikachu as a starter. Oh. Yeah, I don't really know any Pokemon games before Diamond, because that was like when I first got introduced to Pokemon games as a concept.
Yeah, then, I know of them.
The only exposure I got to Pokemon before that was at the anime.
Yeah, I know that the ones before that were, like, there were the Game Boy ones. I know of them. I know the names. Like, what is it? Emerald, Ruby, Sapphire, that sort of stuff. But I've never played any of them. I did play a little bit well, quite a bit, I think. I played quite a bit of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Oh.
And Pokemon, not that game, Pokemon Ranger? Yeah, I played a little bit of both of those, but that's about, not a little bit, I played a lot until I got stuck, and then I gave up.
I don't think I ever finished Diamond X. I think I got to the Elite Four.
Oh, really?
And then I gave up because I couldn't beat them. No, no, I did. Oh, you know what? I beat it, but like apparently there was something I was supposed to do at a certain point in the story, and I skipped over it, and I couldn't proceed after that certain point, and I didn't know how to solve it.
Oh,
and I never
what?
Finished it. Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. Like some of the puzzles, especially for like the gyms and stuff, like they were really hard for me, and so like I feel like that's even like reflective in my current like lifestyle. I'm like, oh, this puzzle's hard in this game. I'm done. All right, bye. Like.
You never finished Pokemon? Why play them?
you're speaking to non-gamers, Wally. You can't use gamer logic.
Yeah, oh my god. I've ever since like starting streaming, I realized like I've said this to chat a few times, I think, but like before starting streaming, I think I was like I had the really boomer mindset of being like, "Oh, video games, like, you know, like you know, you don't need any skills to play video games," you know, like that sort of mindset. But then I started actually playing video games for a stream, and I was like, oh no, this is actually really hard. Like,
I'm the complete opposite, because my I had two older brothers, right? They were like hardcore gamers. So I was the opposite. I was like, I'm so bad at games. Games need actual skills. I don't have any skills. So I never really tried. I gave up before I started because I grew up with like professional games. Did I ever tell you how my brother competes? Like, he competes. He's like
professionally
esports. He did esports for a little bit.
That's pretty impressive.
He was like regional champion.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is like Tokyo we're talking about. Before a specific game though, but
wow.
But so I grew up with like actual gaming siblings. Mm-mm-mm. So I was like, I like Animal Crossing.
Okay, not the town is here.
Not the town.
Not the town.
Not the town. Not the town.
なん
ださ今英語の勉強頑張っててさ、
どう、はいはいはい、
そう今度ね、今度ナトちゃんとさ行くとアイちゃんでなんかディスコードで、お電話でおしゃべりでもしよう。
あもう全然しゃべろ。
ちょっと待って、I'm going to unplug my earphones because my phone is dying to charge it.
Hopefully when you have a
so.
When you have the type that plugs into your charging port.
Yeah, it sucks.
I see.
Hopefully the speaker won't get into the audio. We'll see.
I think it's fine. I'm on speaker.
Okay, I'll try it.
あれ? Iku-chan, 聞こえない。Can we hear Iku? I can't hear Iku. Can we all hear Iku? I can't hear Iku.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Is it automatically mute you when you unplug? Okay.
Ah.
I think it's fine. Said Ali, who regularly has Twitter space audio issues. Is this the void?
Yeah, I mean, that is true. But I never use, I don't know, is that my issue? I never use headphones. Mm-hmm. I'm always on the speaker, so I don't know. Yeah, I always have space audio issues. Sometimes, like, it sounds like I'm a robot or something, mm-hmm. apparently.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. 내 몸도 어쨌다.
어쨌다, 私も、ストゼロ、なんか、持ってきたのはいいんだけど、全然、あの、ストゼロばっかの、ストゼロ?ストゼロ?ストゼロではないな、これはでも。あの、うん。ちょっと、it's an off-brand. It's an off-brand thing. Yeah, I said, as we started watching the movie, I was like, I have this off-brand Strong Zero that's grape flavored, and I think it might taste like medicine. And Iku was like, why do you do this to yourself?
Does it taste good?
It tastes fine. It's not great. It's not great. If anything, honestly, even more than Strong Zero, like, 氷結のストロングの方が美味しい気がする。
Yeah, I agree. Strongjaw is not good.
Yeah, Strongjaw is not good. But yeah, the 氷結 9% is really good, but like I can't find it in a lot of places. Like I have to go to the konbini. Like I can't find it in the supermarket. Or at least the ones that are near me.
My collab waiting room is up.
Oh, you were just like talking about that. Like, waiting room.
I don't know when it's going up, but it's up now. I'm going to retweet it. I'm very excited for it.
Y'all should try this. Let's see. What is this? Pokemon drinking game. Wait, I have to like download this and zoom in because it's, I don't know, I can't see it.
Nani?
Peen sent a. Let's see.
Is it on Twitter?
Yeah.
Going down the bayou. Palatown. Going down the bayou.
The bayou. Any evolution time you choose a new rule, any rule violations result in a drink. Shotgun of beer! Excuse me. Roll a die. Roll a die. Number minus one. Cheers. Gary. This is literally just drink.
Have you done the shotgunning a beer before?
No, I'm really bad with I don't drink
carbonated.
Yeah, I don't drink carbonated things. So like, so I think I would actually throw up. Like,
yeah, I'm the opposite when it comes to I love carbonated drinks. That's why I like champagne so much.
Soka.
Yeah, I like carbonated stuff the best.
Rules. Roll a die to move forward. This game only recognizes 151 Pokemon. The first 151 Pokemon. Because fuck you, that's why. you may only leave the table when it is not your turn. No fleeing from battles. Breaking any rule results in a drink. If you land on the same square as someone, you must challenge them to a trainer battle. Silver and gold squares have special rules. Good luck and drink like a Pokemon master. What the hecky? Trainer battles and on the same space. You each roll a die and whoever rolls the higher number wins. Loser drinks two. If you roll the same number, both drink one. This is so much drinking. If you're yes.
I accidentally unfollowed you.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me? I'm gonna get a follower notification from people.
I don't know.
Oh my god, I got it! It's here!
I don't know what happened. I like clicked on it and like it was like, are you sure? And I was like, what do you mean, are you sure? And I was like, I didn't read it. And I clicked it.
Oh my god.
I'm not even drunk.
Oh my god.
Hey, Dori, what are you looking at?
Peen mentioned us on Twitter with this.
Oh, okay. You mentioned me too. Wow. Peen knows me. Peen knows me? Wow.
Oh my god. You choose, what is this? You choose like a starter? I like how it's Pikachu, Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur. Like, why is that Raichu?
Because Ash has abandonment issues.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why does Pikachu never evolve in the TV series? I wanna know that.
Ash was probably like, write you ugly.
Write you ugly, B-bun.
Okay, me. With me with Piplup. I mentioned Iku because I was 99% sure Aoi wouldn't see it.
I'm sorry, I see things, I just don't respond to them. I'm sorry. Mm. It is my eternal character flaw that I ghost people like really easily. Like,
oh, it doesn't ghost me. How does that feel, timekeepers?
I'm sorry. I'm literally the only people I don't ghost are Iku and my mom maybe.
And Venno,
yeah.
Venno is the biggest ghoster of all.
Yeah, Venno.
Who do I love? Venno responds like maybe in like 7 to 9 business days. Like,
yeah, I think I ghost everyone in my life, besides Iku.
That's the biggest dad trait ever.
I'm sorry, I literally ghost everyone. Like, it's not even like timekeepers, it's like, oh, like, I mean to ghost timekeepers, that's not it. I literally ghost everyone, like, my friends, sometimes, like, oh, it'll be like a week later, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot, I need to respond to that message, like.
Christ and timekeepers.
I'm sorry. I literally look at everything I get on Twitter, and then I'm like, okay. And then I move
on. Also, not Ali watching Princess and the Frog and, like, Vince Novi's talking about how he doesn't know how to do anything, and Ali's like, wait, that's me?
Yeah, the prince, he's like, I was never, my, what he was like, when you're royalty, like, your car is, like, pulled in the front for you, and you're cooked, and people, like, people brush your teeth for you, people, like, do all this stuff for you, I'm like, oh my god, that's me, like.
Yeah, and then he was like, when my parents cut me off, I realized I don't know how to do anything, and I was like, me.
that's literally me, because, like, but for me, it was my choice. My parents didn't cut me off. If anything, Toki Mama came, or not came, but she was like, she called me today, and she was like, she said something like, she was like, I think that when you come back, I'm going to be dead. Or like, she was like, she was like, I'm going to be like old and dying. And I'm like, okay.
I'm like, Mom, you're not that old. She's trying to guilt trip you into coming back home.
It's always, okay, hold on. I think I talked about this on stream once, but, like, a few months ago, I think, on the day that me and Pandora-chan had our off collab, like, my Toki parents called me, and they were like, you know, we talked to these people today, and they said that we should let you live your life, so live your life the way you want to, like, it was really, like, follow your dream sort of shit, and I was like, okay, thanks, and, like, then, like, they were really, like, open, they were like, oh, you know, like, I was talking about, like, oh, I'll pick up another part-time, or, like, I'm doing all this stuff, and they were really, like, supportive of whatever, mm-hmm. And even if I, like, didn't, you know, whatever I was doing, they were like, oh, yeah, you know, what about this, or, like, whatever, and all of a sudden, today, Tokyo was like, I think when you come home, I'm going to be old and dying. So we're back, like...
Tokimama, are you okay?
She's like, not okay. Wait, can I? I just like to talk about it. It doesn't really matter, but like, both, I'm pretty sure both Tokimama and Tokipapa are working at Costco right now.
What's happening?
Like, I mean, I don't know.
They do have good benefits, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. All of a sudden, like, both of them are working at Costco, and like, Tokimama was really enjoying her time at Costco. She was like, I love my job today. She was bragging about how she gets hit on by like really red. I know, and I was like, I'm so uncomfortable right now.
What is it with all the Costco references today? First you're crying at a Costco.
Now my parents are working at a Costco. I don't know.
Oh my god. Yeah, Japan has Costcos too. It's so weird. Because, you know, when I lived overseas, I would go to Costco, and then I would come to a Costco here in Japan and be like, what the heck? It's like I'm back in the other country that I was in.
I think the same.
That's like the same.
Oh my god. I went to a Costco here for the first time. When was it? It was like sometime last year. But I remember going and being like, oh my god. Like, am I in Borderlands? Like, I was so... shooketh. It's like, no way, like,
yeah, and like, it's like the within Costco, you're just like,
yeah,
in a different country.
there's no stores in Japan that are like that. So like, being in Costco is like, whoa.
Because usually, like, when they say, oh, well, we're going to bring a Costco to Japan, like, I first thought it was just going to, like, be the Japanese-ified Costco. But no, it's, like, literally the same.
No, yeah. Everything. It's actually Costco.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, what?
Yeah, actually. Don't talk about Tokimama like that, Ali.
Tokimama is very sweet.
Tokimama is very nice, and she also looks like very young, and that's why she gets hit on all the time. Apparently, some random man in the grocery store came up to her and said, "You are," what is he said something like, "You're so beautiful" or something like that. Apparently, I was like, I am so uncomfortable. Like,
my mom, that's happened to my mom too.
Really?
She said like one day she was like, some grocery store. This is back when we were not in Japan, I was a different country. And she was just minding her own business shopping, and then some random French man was like, "You are so beautiful," and then like he took her hand and kissed her hand.
Oh my god.
And she was like, haha, thank you. And then just, you know, just, and after he was out of sight, she was like, she went to go wash her hands in the bathroom.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Took your mom to throw hands at Costco.
I think she's used to it at this point. My mom like brags a lot too. She's like, oh, today this guy, like, she was like, she said today, she was like, this, her coworker at Costco who's like 20 years younger than she is, like, asked her out on a date or something. like he apparently, like, he was like talking to her and she was like, oh, he was like, oh, I get off at 11, and she's like, oh, that's early for you or something. And he's like, what did he say? He said something like, he said like, I'm trying to ask you out like on a date or something. And she's like, yeah. And she was like, oh, okay. She said, I'm flattered, but like, I think I'm a little old for you or something. And I was like, okay, maybe you should mention your, what about the fact that you're married?
Don't give up.
The first thing she says is not that she's married, that she's too old.
That she's too old. It's like, oh my god.
Oh, Tokyo Mama.
Oh my god. Did I tell you that she thought Senegal was synagogue the other day? I was talking about Senegal, the country. I was like, you don't know what Senegal is, right? Because I just assumed. And she was like, no, I know. It's that Jewish thing. And I was like, no, Senegal. And she was like, yeah, like the Jewish church. And I was like, no, it's an African country.
Toki Mama, didn't Toki Mama ask you about like me? What was it? Nanake?
She was like, is Iku should come visit you here. I was like, okay.
Did she say like she's perfect for you?
Yeah. I was talking about, I was like, oh, Iku, I was like, Iku likes to clean. Can you believe that? I was like, Iku likes to clean and Iku can cook. And she was like, oh my god, you're perfect for each other. I was like, I know.
I guess I have fucking mama's approval.
No, yeah, you definitely do. I was like, yeah. I was like, wow, I love, yeah, because I talk about you a lot. So and I was like, oh my god. Although she cooks, like, I was like, she knows everything. Like, I can't do it. She's like, wow. She's like, you should live with Iku. And I was like, damn.
Yeah. I love how when you guys visited me though, like Hoshifuri Mama was like obsessed with metal.
Yeah, no, she really was.
She was trying to marry metal into our family.
Yeah. She was
Metal just like, huh?
Yeah, Metal was like, ah.
I understand though. I understand. Menor's.
Yeah.
But you would also want to marry her to yourself.
Yeah. Why is cleaning so foreign for you, Ali? I think it's my personality. I'm very like not, you know, I literally like I avoid things that I think are like too much effort. So like I'll be vacuuming and I'm like, oh my god, like, meh. I'll just like vacuum and then like I'll finish vacuuming and then I'll unplug the vacuum and like look down and like notice that there's a spot that I like missed and I'm like, are you kidding me? And I go back and I vacuum it again. I'm like, okay, and then I clean everything up and I'm like, okay, we're good. And then I look again and there's still a space that needs to be cleaned. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, I honestly never thought you could be bad at cleaning. I didn't think you could be bad at cleaning, but I am the prime example of bad at cleaning. Like,
yeah. No, I understand being like mindoksai, like it's like you feel lazy, like to extend things, but like sometimes I'll have like moments where it just like strikes, like I, and like when after a certain point, if I feel like my room is too dirty, like I can't relax until it's clean.
That's honestly, I really wish.
It's because her parents cleaned for her when she lived at home.
Yes, that is also very true. I remember, because we talked about this, right? Because I was the type like, Tokyo Mom was also kind of a clean freak. Our house is, like, always pretty clean. And, like, when I was younger, Tokyo Mom would always be, like, clean your room, clean your room, clean your room. And I'd be, like, okay, okay, okay. And I just, like, would put it off. And it wasn't, like, I wasn't planning on cleaning my room. Like, I probably would have if it got to a point where I was, like, I need to clean my room. I probably would have. But, like, Tokyo Mama just did it before I could do it. So,
she probably ran out of, like, she was, like, I'm guessing, as, like, a neat freak myself, I'm gonna guess that, like, her like, level of paranoia, like...
Yeah, I think
she couldn't wait for you to do it. Like, it, like, bothered her too much to wait for you to do it, probably.
I think so. Like,
at, like, the expense of your learning experience, she couldn't
wait for it. Because even now, when things get to a point where I'm like, oh, no, I cannot deal with this anymore, I do clean, but, like, but it's definitely past the level of, like, what normal people would probably consider as, like, dirty. So Tokyo Mama definitely just was, like, I think her level was more, like, I need things to be clean, and so she would just clean everything for me. So sometimes I just come home from school and my room would be clean, and I'd be like, all right, don't gotta do it now, so.
Yeah, I don't think my parents have ever had to tell me to clean my room. Like, I mean, when I was little, like, I didn't clean my room, like, but, like, my parents would just, my mom would do it for me. But, like, after a certain point, I would just do it myself. And I don't think I've ever had to, like, be told to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, and then, like, my parents, like, me and my brothers had to, like, help out around the house often. Like, every day, every week, we had to, like, take out the trash. And, like, we had, like, a rotation. So, like, it was my brother last week, so my other brother would do it this week. And then we all had to, like, clean, like, the toilet and stuff. And then we all did our laundry, our own laundry by the time we were in, like, junior high school and stuff. And it was, like, and if we didn't, like, clean our dishes, like, my mom would go on a whole, like, rant about how, like, no one helps her around the house and stuff. She would, like, guilt trip us, and, like, she would, like, I work so hard, I cook dinner for you every day, and this is how you repay me. Am I just, like, a slave to you? Like, I'm your mother, I'm not your slave.
I definitely, like, heard that too.
Tasks.
Yeah,
and she's a stay-at-home mom too, but, like, she guilt tripped us into doing a lot of stuff, which is, like, I'm thankful for it now, because now I know how to take care of myself. I don't think I told you this. You know how I went glamping the other day?
Yeah.
There was like a family next to us, and they had, it was like a mom, dad, a brother and a sister, kind of like four people family. And then the girl was, like, she was off the rail. She was so loud.
Oh, yeah. Like, young?
Very young. Like, she was probably in grade school, like, maybe fourth or fifth grade. But it's, like, you know, kids be kids. Like, I love kids. Like, kids should be kids, be loud and rambunctious during the daytime. But it was nighttime, and it was already pretty late for kids to be up. Like, it was, like, 11 p.m. almost 12. And she was still as loud as she was during the daytime. My mom was, like, hella mad. I was telling my mom, like, if I was her age, if I was acting like that, I know my mom would have, like, whooped my ass. And I was telling her that, and she's like, yeah. Like, she's like, yeah, I totally would have yelled at you, and I kind of want to yell at her too, even though she's not my child.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I was telling her, like, I'm so happy that, you know, she was scary when I was a kid, like my mom, I'm thankful for her now, because, you know, I think my mom being very strict with me and teaching me manners and stuff, you know, like, it's a good thing, because now I understand, like, loud kids at night are annoying. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I was very thankful to have, like, parents that knew how to say, like, knew how to scold their children when it was necessary.
Yeah.
I was looking at, like, the family next to us, and you can tell the parents just don't know how to say no to their children.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was really lucky.
Scary.
Scary,
but.
But still, very lucky. I'd rather be
I would, yeah, I'd rather have strict parents than parents that let me do anything. I think I would have turned out like a
being like really, really spoiled. Yeah, really spoiled children.
Yeah, it's like my parents spoiled me a lot. They did, but they still like when it was like my birthday or Christmas, like they'd give me basically anything I wanted. It was they were very sweet about gifts and
but like manners.
But like when it came to manners and doing children, they were very strict.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, like, especially here as well, I think that's really important or, like, you know.
Yeah, having Japanese parents.
Yeah.
And my dad isn't Japanese. You can know this already, but, like, he was also, he wasn't, I guess it, most of the discipline came from my mom, but he was, my dad was also, like, the listen to your mom type.
Yeah,
so. That's why. I mean, my mom is definitely the boss of the house for sure.
Oh yeah, I think yeah, same for me.
My mom gave me a lot of games as a kid. I think that is how I am a gamer.
Wow, I was never allowed. I knew how to use a computer from a very young age, but I was never allowed game consoles as a kid.
For me, it's like I never had to ask for them because my brothers always had them. Kind of. Yeah, it's like we had God, my brothers are like they're far apart in age. So like they had consoles that like were really, really old. So like have you seen a Dreamcast before, Ellie?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, Dreamcast, they had like the original GameCube and stuff. They had a Famicom, I think, family computer. They had all the really old game consoles. They had every single console except, like, every single game console from Nintendo they had, except for the Wii U. We never got the Wii U. But we had my brother lined up outside of, like, GameStop. Like, GameStop. At 4 a.m. in the morning to get the very, very first Wii. My gamer brothers are very gamer brothers.
Wow.
Now you make me feel old. Please, human, don't lie. You two are so old. I mean, I guess in internet standards, we are old. I
feel like internet standards? Oh, because like everyone on the internet are like zoomers, you mean?
Yeah. I feel like internet standards, it's like if you can drink, you're too old to be on the internet.
That's true. I remember being on the internet and like, honestly, okay, maybe, I don't know, maybe you can really relate to this, but I remember reading manga and thinking like the, what do you call it? The protagonists were so like old. Like I could never imagine myself as like, you know, like that age, but now I'm like older than that. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Like I have outgrown my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Oh, like the boomer couple.
The boomer? No, we're not that old. I swear.
I am. You can call me a boomer, but Aoi's young is not. I can tell you that.
I mean, I don't know. I guess. I don't think you're a boomer either, but.
What age do you guys consider a boomer?
Yeah, everyone, what's a boomer? What's a boomer, you guys? Like,
wait, what is the actual age you would consider a boomer?
I think it's, wait, hold on. I'm pretty sure,
boomers
like, Toki parents are, like, on the edge of the boomer. Like, I accidentally typed
between 57 to 75 years old.
Oh yeah, Toki parents are on like the very edge of the boomer, like.
Yeah, I guess my parents are also
actual like boomers.
Yeah, my parents are actual boomers. Wow. Okay, boomer.
Kensaku said okay, boomer.
Oh my god.
Baby boomer to wa.
Actual boomers. That's so weird to say my parents are actual boomers.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think it's the children born after World War II.
Yeah. Boomers are basically non-teenagers. I love how broad that category is. That's like that's like 80% of the world, right? Like,
the actual baby boomer generation, 1950s and 1960s ish. I see. It just, oh. It just says between ages 57 to 75 years old. My parents are old. Like, for my generation, my parents are on the older side because I was the baby of the family, and also like had a big age gap between my my siblings.
Hi.
So like in my class when I was going to school, my parents were like the oldest ones.
Yeah, I think like my parents are like, I'm an only child, but like my parents had me like a little later than what you would like than like the quote unquote like average, so they're like kind of older, but like not really. I think I'm like pretty average.
But it was fine for people that can't use tech. I promise there are a lot of boomers who can use tech.
Yeah, for real. No, my Tokipo was really tech savvy. Like, yeah, really, really. He always like wants to have like the newest like like tablet or the newest like phone or the newest car. Yeah. Wait, can I talk about this? Tokipo bought a Tesla. And I was like, excuse me. So when I was back in, they just got it when I was back in Border like last year, and I experienced Borderland. I experienced the self drive for the first time, and I was so scared. Yeah,
that is very.
Yeah,
it's always the dads with the high tech cars.
Well, I know, he was like, we have to like, you have to accept it. You know, the future is coming, so we. ride the wave. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's my dad. He's I think I've said this already. My dad is an engineer, and he works. He used to work in like energy conservation field of energy engineering, and so he got like an electric car when those first came out. Yeah,
it's
first. And something about dads insisting on buying the latest like technological advanced car.
Yeah, how's Hoshi Furi Mama with tech though? Because Tokyo Mama sucks.
My mom is, she's okay. She doesn't like do social media and stuff. Like, I remember like she got a Twitter and the only followers was me and my brother. Like,
oh yeah.
And then she would like tweet about like, I had a good day today or something. She doesn't do like social media, but she does drinking and chatting on Zoom with her like friends. And
stuff. Yeah.
But that's about it. She has like she has a laptop. She does work on it sometimes. I don't want to say she's tech savvy by any
means. Being able to use Zoom is pretty good though. Yeah, Tokimama like texts with her one pointer finger.
Oh my god. Teslas aren't Zoomer things. Oh, they can't afford it.
I don't even
think it's about generation. It's just about being like
having the money to buy it or not. I was not expecting that. Like, I think it was because Tokimama was complaining about her car for a while. She was like, it doesn't, because we have an electric car as well. And she was like, oh my god, like it doesn't, like I can't go anywhere because it runs out of miles so fast. And so she was like, get me. Tokimama was such like a diva. Like, oh my god. She's like, give me, she was like, I'll take a Tesla. Okay.
So I know.
I know, I really was not expecting it. And then like I was so like shook. I was shooketh by the Tesla technology. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen a Tesla in person.
It's So you haven't like, oh, well, here they like, I don't know if I've ever seen a Tesla here though.
Yeah, I've never seen one here.
Yeah.
I think I left the Tesla zone, the areas with Teslas before they were a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even see them here, like in Tokyo. I don't see them like at all.
Okay, my queen, Tokipapa, probably.
No, oh my god, I feel so bad because Tokipapa will, like, buy... Well, I don't know if he does this anymore, but when I was, like, living at home, like, he would buy, like, Christmas gifts for Tokimama, and she'd be like, this isn't the one I wanted. And then she'd go, like, return it.
Oh, no!
I know, it's so sad. I'm like, why can't you just say thank you? I feel really bad for Tokipapa because he just never, he was never able to, like, get her the right gifts that she'd be, like, happy about. And I'm like, oh, like,
sad. No, no.
I know.
Yeah, meanwhile, like, we never know what my dad wants, so for Tokipapa, we for Christmas, we give him, like, bags of oranges and, like, mangoes. We know that he likes fruits and vegetables.
Fruits! Just give him food. Oh my god, yeah, honestly, like, at Toki family, like, my extended family and stuff, like, we've stopped giving each other real gifts. And we give each other, like, gag gifts at this point, so, like, sometimes, sometimes I complain about, like, the toothbrushes here, so, like, my aunt will give me, like, toothbrushes from Costco.
Like, really, really practical
things. Yeah, 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 like, I got so many pairs of socks this year. Yeah, like,
oh, you know, probably my favorite gift I've ever received was a pack of Costco leggings, because Costco leggings are indestructible. Like, they're so good, they last forever.
Costco, honestly, Costco things are really great. The only reason I don't go to Costco here is because, like, you buy everything in bulk, so, like, I can't use it all myself. You know,
you live by yourself. It's for families.
It's really impractical when you live by yourself. It's like, I want these croissants or I want these bagels, but they only come in packs of, like, 12. So it's like,
By the time you finish half of it, the other half is, like, already.
It's like moldy.
Exactly. You know you're an adult when you're happy when you receive socks for Christmas. Yeah.
No, for real. Oh my god. Like, for me, it's like money and, like, practical things. Like, I'm like, wow, yeah, thank you. Like,
for me, it's practical things and, like, food. For like real, sweets though. Or something. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was little, I really wanted, like, Littlest Pet Shop stuff.
Stop! I had so much Littlest Pet Shop. I have a
big house.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, I had one of those. My cousin is, like, very close in age, so we were kind of, like, raised, like, sisters, pretty much, and, like, every Christmas, right before, like, a month before Christmas-ish, we'd go on the computer and look at the Toys R Us, like, website, and write everything down that we wanted, and it was always, like, Littlest Pet Shop, like, Tamagotchi, like, Polly Pocket, like, shit like that.
the Polly Pockets you played with, were they, like... Like, the really, really tiny, the original Polly Pockets, or were they, like, kind of, like, dolls? Because
they weren't, they were small. I didn't have the dolls, my cousin did, and I would always play with those. And, like, it was, like, the ones that came in, like, it was, like, Littlest Pet Shop kind of, like, sizes, where you had, like, the house, and, like, the, like, pool and stuff.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like, yeah.
And the one, I didn't know that Polly Pockets were, like, really tiny. The ones that I played with were, like, not... The original?
Really?
Pocket. It was like they're really small. Like they're not like Barbie size, but they were like you can like change their clothes and stuff. Oh my god, it's so nostalgic. I looked it up just now.
Polly Pocket.
They have like rubber clothes. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
I found the doll that the exact same doll that I used to have.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I had a lot of, like, horse, like, figurines and stuff, like, I had lots of My Little Ponies, I'm not gonna lie, like.
I wish My Little Pony as an adult.
Honestly? Oh, we still have to go horseback riding, let's go horseback riding.
Yeah, let's go. Are you on, oh my God. On your computer?
Yeah, why is her face so scary? Stop.
But this is, like, my childhood doll. I loved her so much.
No, yeah. I think that my cousin also had these. We definitely played with
Polly Pockets. But these are the Polly Pockets that I grew up with. I didn't realize until I was an adult, like, way after I got over the Polly Pockets, that, like, these were not, like, the original Polly Pockets. They're, like, they're like a spin-off series.
Off-brand Polly Pockets.
Yeah, like they didn't, you know, like I guess like real Polly Pockets, they come with like a little house.
Yeah.
And stuff like these didn't really come up with any houses. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Wait, I have a funny story about Tesla. My family had a convoluted plan on making money on it. They would plan getting hit by Teslas to sue money, even going as far as preparing fake feces to drop out.
Ew.
What?
What is happening?
This is, you were mentioned on Twitter.
Oh no.
No, what?
I can see Hime falling off a horse. I don't think I'm that bad at riding things.
Would I be the one riding horse? No, I've taken horseback riding lessons though, so I think I'd be okay. I can.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never ridden a horse before, but I'm gonna guess I'll be okay.
Okay, we have to go horseback riding, we have to go ice skating.
I love ice skating. Did I tell you about how my mom signed me up for ice skating classes and then the rink shut down and they never gave us our money? I signed up for lessons and we paid in advance and then the rink shut down and they never gave us our money back.
Oh no.
I was like, I'm gonna be an ice figure skating champion, and then they
oh my god. Oh no!
Yeah, so, you know, maybe if they never shut down, I would have been an Olympic figure skater.
Whoa!
Who knows?
Are so many things like that I kind of like regret, like I didn't do. Like, it'd be so cool to know how to figure skate. And like dancing for me, that's a big one. I wish like I knew how to dance, because I wish I had taken. I remember Tokimama wanted to sign me up for like dance lessons, and I was like, no, because I was like too like embarrassed to do that stuff. But like now I really regret it.
I remember maybe I was sixth grade or something. My friend invited me to take a hip hop dancing class with her, like a community like class. And I asked my parents and they let me go. And the teacher, because it's like a community class, the teacher was like this very, very white person.
Very white.
Like, have you seen that vine where it's like, hi, my name is so-and-so and I'm your like spiritual like dance instructor or something, and it's like her doing the worst dance moves ever. Have you seen that vine before?
Wait, I like do that. Oh my god.
Do any of you guys know that vine? Because it was literally that, and it was like, I at the time it was like, it, you know, I tried my best, but like now that I'm older, I'm just like, that was not hip-hop. I need to find the vine.
Interpretive dance.
I'm something dance instructor. I forgot what it's called. Let me see it. But yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
A freestyle dance teacher. Yeah, that one. I'm your freestyle dance teacher. And then she does literally the worst move known to man. Oh, yeah,
I'm ready.
I will okuru.
Yokai. Freestyle it. Have I seen that? Oh, wait. I might have seen this, but like. Wait. Let me see. No, this is going. It's white. Oh, stop. It's my YouTube account. Now the management's going to know what I'm watching. Okay.
Well, I stopped caring about that. Now I watch all my crime documentaries on my YouTube channel.
Yes, he's like, you know, we can see you, right? Oh yeah, yeah. This one. Oh yeah, I don't know if I saw the first part. I just remember seeing the death.
I remember one time ESD, we were in a meeting and ESD was like, so I just want to let you know, I don't want to embarrass you, but like we can't actually see like the stuff that you watch on your channel. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. Like, is there any, did I watch something that was like embarrassing? And it was like clips from Why Women Kill.
just like Iku, is everything okay? Like,
this is like, I mean, I also really like Lucy Liu, but you know, just letting you know that like, I can see how you watch. And I was like, it's okay, it's fine,
it's all right. I mean,
it's a good show.
It's all right. Like, I'm okay with you like knowing that I watch that. It's all good.
Wait, you guys haven't seen Why Women
Kill? Yeah, like, why does Yumi not know this?
It's really good. It's a really good show. It's like, they follow like three different women, like in different time periods. Like one's like in the 1940s or something, like post 1950s, I think. And then they go to like 1980s and then the 2000s, and it just follows like different women and like why they chose to kill like people in within that house, the same house. It's like it takes place in the same house, and like
that's really cool.
Yeah, and at the end of each like story, like the first lady passes off the key, the house keys, to the next like main character and stuff. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
good. That's so fun. No, yeah, I really like those things as well. Like the Netflix series Mindhunter, like that one's really good too. I'm only in like, I don't know how many episodes I'm into it, but like 5 or 6 maybe. But like Mindhunter is really good. It's about like, I mean, it's a drama, but they take a lot of like actual serial killers and stuff, and they like make their stories. Oh, so good. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at my recommendations right now, and it's Little-san, you, your waiting room for the testing out my air fryer. And then it's Coffee House Crime, which is like a like murder documentary YouTube channel. I got some VTuber clips. VTuber clips. Yuda's waiting room. Tamaki-san. Tamaki's. Coyote-chan
is streaming right now. Yeah,
I streaming right now.
Yep.
I have another murder document. There are several girls who do their makeup while talking about like murder cases.
That's so funny. Oh, also listen. The tweet thread that we were talking about earlier today, it's deleted. So thank God you saved it, because it's deleted now.
No.
I cannot. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, no, my recommendations on my like other account, because I usually use my own like private account like to watch videos. I have PewDiePie. I have your stream. I have a lot of musical theater stuff. Some VTuber clips, but mostly.
I have How Elizabeth Holmes Became the Biggest Fraud in History.
Jesus Christ.
I watch a lot of analysis videos, too.
I have lots of, like, vlogs. Oh, I have some Netflix recommendations, like, oh, like, trailers from Netflix, stuff like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's all crime documentaries and VTuber clips.
Mine is musicals and some VTuber clips.
Oh, Bose versus the World. Do any of you guys know Bose versus the World? I love Bose. Yeah, it's just she's a Twitch streamer that commentates on like court cases.
Ah.
Yeah, I love her channel. And I also have like random Vine.
Oh, mood. Sometimes I watch random. Sometimes when I'm in call with Hakka-chan, sometimes we watch Vine compilations.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No, damn. Good thing I saved it. I know. Because I wanted to show it to Iku and I sent it to her and she was like, it's deleted. I was like, no way. Can you send Iku the screenshot that you took? This is so funny.
Please. Please do.
Oh, my phone's gonna die.
Yeah, I think we can wrap up. It's almost 1 a.m.
It is almost 1 a.m. Okay.
Earlier, I was like, I'm gonna shower now so I can just go to sleep after this. told me we're gonna go forever.
Yeah, you were right about that. You were very right.
Good thing we showered already.
Files 1 through 26. Yeah, there were a lot of files. He was like, okay, I'm saving this number 17. I'm like, that's a lot.
I'm waiting till...
but do you have any announcements to make, upcoming streams, stuff like that?
I'm doing a collab tomorrow with let's see, there's 7 people in the collab, including me. There's
a lot of like cool people in that collab.
Yeah, there is a lot of cool people in the collab. So there's so it's gonna be on Cape Penguin's channel. She's from Kemo V. And Nia will be participating with me. Also Coyote from Kemo V will also be there, and then there's also Tomoshika from Voms, and then I can't remember their names off the top of my head. It's wait, hold on, I can remember. I will remember. It's
Frick. Frick. Nekomi ya Hinata-chan.
Hi, 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 hi. She's like an OG.
Yeah, she's like an OG VTuber. And then there is also Tsushima Rui-chan from Animade. Yeah, so really cool. Cool new friends. I've never spoken to them before, so I'm really excited to.
Yeah, men すごい豪華だよね、あれ.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, Cape Penguin is actually graduating in May. So if you guys want to drop by before and hang out with her a little bit before she leaves us, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'll be streaming tomorrow. I won't be streaming from my channel tomorrow, but I will be participating in a collab on Cape Penguin's channel.
What time is that?
It's 8 p.m. JST, which is 4 a.m. PDT.
Hi, hi.
So, yeah, PDT, cool. Sorry. Good time for JP, Asia gang, and Europe gang, though.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
What about Aoi? Is that the air fryer stream
tomorrow? Yeah, I'm testing my air fryer tomorrow. I thought about it, and I was like, oh, no, I have to move my whole setup outside. But then I realized I have a handy-dandy desk in my table in my room now. So I might be air frying from my room. We'll see. In the morning, I'm actually going to test out and see if I can get a hand cam to work. Yeah, if it doesn't work, then I'll do my normal just like cooking sort of type streams that I usually do. But if I can't get the hand cam to work, then I will do hand cam tomorrow. I'll bring my air fryer into my room, which I don't know if that'll be a good choice or not, but it's okay. This is my work room and not really my sleep room, so it's fine. But yeah, that'll be at 12 p.m. 12 in the afternoon JST, which is 8 p.m. PDT. So yeah. Yep, air fryer. I'm going to be cooking.
Lunchtime.
Yep. Lunchtime. Yeah, exactly. So I bought food, you guys. But I realized too late. Well, not too late, but I realized that the gloves that I had bought, like, are not really, like, washable sort of gloves. And they're kind of, like, yeah, they're not really meant for, like, cooking or anything. So I won't be able to like cook. So I bought foods that are already like pre-made. Like I have nuggies and I have like, I don't know, I have like bacon and I have like corn dogs and stuff like that. I have like really like unhealthy like foods. So I'm probably just gonna be like attempting to use my air fryer for the first time, and it's mostly an excuse to Zatsudan, so that'll be a thing.
No, it doesn't sleep in the same room as her PC. You mean like your kitchen, right?
No, I actually don't sleep in the same room as my PC. You're right about that. Yeah, I have my room, my books, my computer, my table, like, room, and then I have the room that I sleep in, so. Yeah, they are separate, but, so thank God, because if the air fryer makes my room stink, then I won't have to sleep in here, which is cool. but yeah, don't burn your house. I hope that's not a thing. I hope that I won't burn my house with the air fryer.
I think you would have to try to, like, actually try to burn your house with the air fryer. So I think you'll be okay. But, yeah, it does, like, it cooks faster than the oven. So I just need to keep an eye on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never used it. It's literally fresh out of the box. I haven't touched it. I haven't plugged it in. I don't know how to use it. So we're going to explore a lot tomorrow. So I hope that you guys can come and hang out.
Be sure to wash it.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. I will do that before it's streamed.
Well, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Your food adventures.
My food adventures, yeah.
Okay. Almost 1 a.m.
It is. Yes, time to wrap up. I'm kind of like, I finished my strong zero day. Like, I literally wasn't drunk the whole time we watched the movie, but then once we started the Twitter space, I started drinking, like, a lot. So, it's time to go lay down.
Thank you, Ikumi, timekeepers, for coming. We'll see you guys all tomorrow on our individual chat. Well, not me, but individual streams.
Alrighty. Thank you for coming. Arigato. Thank you for doing the Twitter space with me, Ikucha.
Of course, anytime. おやすみなさい。
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Love you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.